know, I wasn't humbling myself. For me, it was just becoming easy. And the thing is, a fast is not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be a challenge. You know, you're allowing the spirit to grow your relationship with Christ, you know, and not caring about the body, you know, not caring about this physical, if not, you know, you're humbling yourself and not providing food, you know, to grow your relationship with the Lord. And so, you know, for me, it was becoming easy. And I just felt God was like, no, humble yourself. And I want you, these days that are to come, I want you to go with no food, just water. And again, I'm not doing this to exalt myself or to be like, oh, look at her. No, I'm telling this because I don't know who needs to hear this. But God is saying that he wants you to humble yourself and he wants you to fast, but really fast, not to do something that is easy. Hi, guys, and welcome back to Creator Loves His Creation podcast. My name is Shayla, and I hope y'all had a blessed week this week. So January is almost over, and we are almost in the month of February. And actually, like, I turned 24 in February, and I feel like it's an age that's starting to sound a little bit serious. But I hope, like I said, I hope y'all had a blessed week. And I do want to start off, of course, with the topic we're going to talk about today. And I want to talk about how can you grow your faith in Christ? How can you grow your faith in God? And I feel like it's very important because I feel like in the walk of any Christian, or even if you're not Christian, it's hard sometimes to have faith in God in certain aspects of your life. And the thing is that God wants you to have faith in absolutely everything, not just in one aspect, but he wants everything, for you to have faith in absolutely everything. So I do want to talk about a dream that I had, and I know y'all probably like, this girl always has dreams, but it's crazy because like God really does speak through dreams. And it's crazy though, because like I feel like this dream, I didn't feel like it was significant. I didn't feel like it really like was, I didn't know that God was using this dream to speak to me. So what happened in my dream is that I actually have two gym memberships, like in real life, not in the dream, but I actually have two memberships in two different gyms. But in my dream, I don't know why, my sister wanted to try out a new gym. So I was like, okay, you know, I'll go with you, whatever, it's fine. So my sister ended up paying for her membership, and then it was my turn to pay for my membership. But when I paid, my card declined. And I was like, okay, can you try it again? Like, you know, that's weird. My card shouldn't be declining. So he tried it again, and then my card declined again. And I started to panic, but I was like, okay, it's fine. I'll just, you know, check my bank. I'll call them, give them a call. So when I ended up like pulling up my, like on my app or whatever, like my bank account, I only had $2 in my bank account. And I started panicking. I was like, oh my gosh, like, what do I do? You know, like, what am I supposed to say? My sister already paid for her membership, and here I am with $2. And so I started to panic because I had nothing in the bank. So then, you know, I was just panicking. And it's crazy because like in this dream, I did not turn to Christ. I did not pray, nothing. And then I ended up waking up, and I was just like, okay, you know, it was just a dream. And, you know, I even checked my real bank account, and I had money. So I was like, all right, we're good. But the thing is that after that, I went to work, you know, this wasn't the dream anymore, real life. I went to work, and that dream like stayed with me, and I kept thinking about it. And, the thing is that is the area where I was at my job, I was able to read my Bible and talk to God. So I was just talking to God, and I felt like he kept putting that dream, you know, in my mind, and I was just like, okay. And then I felt like he was telling me, look up the dream meaning, like look up the meaning of what that dream means. So I was like, all right. So I looked at the meaning, and the thing is that when I looked at the meaning, there was three that stood out to me that was like, wow, this is really, you know, God is speaking to me. So the first one is that you don't feel like there's stability in your life. So there's no stability. And then there is, you know, a lack of faith. So a lack of faith, no stability, and a lack of faith. And then it is a call for you to depend on God. So when these three things, I was like, wow, like the Lord is really speaking to me. Like he's speaking to me through this dream. He wants me to depend on him. And the thing is that, you know, I do depend on the Lord, but I was starting to worry because I am single. And, you know, there's people that are my age that are, you know, I'm 23 and I'm about to turn 24. So then there's people that are like 23, 24, and they already have like so many kids, and, you know, they're already married. And, you know, I start to think like, God, like, you know, here are all these people and they're married and they have kids. Like, when is it going to happen for me? And I start to worry about that. And instead of focusing on Christ, I start to focus on that I really, really want a spouse, that, you know, that's what I really want. And the thing is, it's not bad for you to want a family or for you to want a partner, but it starts to become bad when you put that above the Lord. So instead of spending time with the Lord, instead of me depending on him, here I am like worried, like, okay, I don't have a boyfriend. Like, I am not talking to nobody. My phone is super dry. Like, what do I do? Do I got to go put myself out there? Do I got to go somewhere? And even talking to some friends, they're like, oh girl, you just need to come out with us. You just need to meet new people, whatever. You're always at the house, at church. And the thing is that when it's from God, it will find you. You do not have to go out and find it. And I was just so worried about this, that God was literally telling me, you need to depend on me and not depend on your own understanding, not go out yourself and go look for a spouse or a partner. I'm going to provide that, but you need to focus on me. And I was just like, okay, like, you know, I could just see how I was having such a lack of faith in that aspect of my life. And I feel like there's a lot of people, you know, my age, or even if you're not my age, that, you know, we, instead of depending on the Lord, we want to find solutions ourselves. We're like, you know what, I need to find a solution on this. I need to, what can I do? What can I don't know what, you know, what you're going through. I don't know if it's finances. I don't know if it's, you know, a partner. I don't know if it's, you know, I have no idea what your situation is, but God is calling you to depend on him and not depend on your own understanding. He wants you to depend fully on him and not worry. Because when you start to worry, then you're not depending on God. There is a lack of faith there. And I actually want to talk about, so I'm reading the book of Kings. I'm already on the second book of Kings, but I actually read this. And I want to read it to y'all because God actually spoke to me through this verse. So he spoke to me through the first book of Kings 21, 27 to 29. But when Ahab heard this message, he tore his clothing, dressed in burlap, and fasted. He even slept in burlap and went about in deep mourning. Then another message from the Lord came to Elijah. Do you see how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has done this, I will not do what I promised during his lifetime. It will happen to his sons. I will destroy his dynasty. So God was saying, because Ahab, you know, fasted and he humbled himself before me, I will not, you know, like I was, he was, the thing is that Ahab was doing what was not right, you know, in the eyes of God. But the thing is that God said that, you know what, I'm going to destroy his family once he's dead. I won't do it while he's alive, because he humbled himself. He fasted. And when I read this verse, I felt God just tell me, I need you to humble yourself before me. I need you to fast and to humble yourself. And the thing is that my church is already doing a 21-day fast. So we do that, you know, in the beginning of the year, January. You know, the whole church does it, but we do a Daniel fast, which means, you know, no salt, no sugar, you know, just no meat, just eating fish, you know, organic foods, veggies, fruits. And I'm not going to lie, for me, it was starting to become easy, like a piece of cake, like, all right, you know, I got this, whatever, you know, got my fish, you know, got my frijoles, my beans, I'm good. You know, no salt, no sugar. But the thing is that, you know, I wasn't humbling myself. For me, it was just becoming easy. And the thing is, a fast is not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be a challenge. You know, you're allowing the spirit to grow your relationship with Christ, you know, and not caring about the body, you know, not caring about this physical. If not, you know, you're humbling yourself and not providing food, you know, to grow your relationship with the Lord. And so, you know, for me, it was becoming easy. And I just felt God was like, no, humble yourself. And I want you, these days that are to come, I want you to go with no food, just water. And again, I'm not doing this to exalt myself or to be like, oh, look at her. No, I'm telling this because I don't know who needs to hear this. But God is saying that he wants you to humble yourself and he wants you to fast, but really fast, not to do something that is easy. And for me, it was a challenge because I like to eat. So I was just like, you know, like what? But, you know, he spoke to me on Monday. So Monday I had brought my lunch and I didn't eat my lunch. And I told God, I was like, all right, you know, I'll humble myself. You know, I won't eat. You know, I will fast. And let me just say, it was definitely a challenge. And I did it for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So of this week, I went with no food, just water. And I was hungry. You know, I would be on my breaks. And, you know, the verse that I actually like stuck with me that I kept repeating and repeating and repeating was Matthew 4:4. You know, the man won't just, you know, I usually say it in Spanish, but I think it's in English, it's man doesn't only just, you know what? Let me look this up because I'm sorry, you guys. I read my Bible in Spanish. I don't want to say it wrong. I don't want y'all to be like, that's not what it says. So let me just look it up. But I know it in Spanish, though. I do know it in Spanish. I don't want you to be like, oh, yeah. Okay, it says, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So I had to constantly repeat that. You know, people do not live on bread alone, if not from every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So I just kept repeating it and repeating and repeating it. Every time that, you know, like I was on break, people would bring their food. They'll bring some like tamales. They will bring, wow, food that just smells so delicious. But I was like, you know what? No, I need to fast. I want more of the Lord. I want more of his presence, you know, and you have to put the effort, you know, if you want, you know, God to draw close to you, you have to put effort. You have to seek him. And not only that, not only just with fasting, if not also reading his word and, you know, worshiping him. And I feel like a lot of people, we wait until we go to church to worship the Lord. And that's no. You know, you need to worship him wherever you are, in the car, at your house, in your room, anywhere. Just worship and seek of his presence. And that's how your faith grows in him. You know, you're drawing more close to him and you're reading his word. You know, this is, you know, sticking to you. So instead of like looking at the people around you, why do they have this? Why do they have that? Why am I struggling? No, you're depending on God, reading his word. You know what, God, at the right time, you're going to provide it. At the right time, you are going to make it happen. I have faith that you're going to provide. And it's just so important for us to have faith. But for us to have faith, we have to draw close to the Lord. We have to constantly be in his word. And not only that, but fasting is so important. And I feel like a lot of churches, you know, they don't fast. And fasting is important. Jesus, you know, told his disciples that they didn't have to fast because he was there. But once he left, they were going to have to fast. So we are required to fast and to seek the Lord. And one thing I absolutely love about my church is that, you know, they push us to fast. You know, it's not mandatory, but they're like, y'all, we need to fast. Like, y'all need to get with it. We got to do it. And that is absolutely one thing I absolutely love about my church. And I just feel like it's very important, you know, to seek the Lord. And I definitely had to humble myself. The thing is that I absolutely love going to the gym. So going with just water was difficult because the gains, like I was like, man, like, bro, I'm finna lose the gains. But the thing is that I'm putting that before the Lord. If I'm not choosing to fast, if I'm not choosing to be obedient to what he asked me. So I ended up having to, you know, all right, Lord, I'ma just, you know, I didn't have the strength to go to the gym, so I didn't. I did try one day, and let me just say, it was not it. But, you know, I had to humble myself, and I had to put him first. And I feel like there's a lot of gym rats, too, that, you know, we're like, they're like, nah, I'm not going to fast. No, God requires us to fast, so you have to put him first before the gym. And that's what I absolutely had to do. And, yes, I lost gains, but you know what? You know, afterwards, you know, I'm going to eat, and once I'm done, like, you know, my church, they actually turn in the fast tomorrow, which is Sunday. So, you know, I'm finna eat and we finna hit the gym. It's okay. But when God calls you to do something, you need to obey. And if you want your faith to grow in him, these are the things that are required, which is fasting, worshiping, and reading his word. And I also want to read, which is Matthew 6. 25 to 26. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? But, you know, God is saying how we're valuable to him and he's going to provide. Like I said, I don't know your situation. I don't know what you're going through, but God is going to provide. But you have to have faith that he is going to provide. because without faith, you know, nothing is possible. You need to have faith in the Lord that he can do it. And I also want to read, which is, this is a long read, but God is putting it in my heart that I have to read it. So I'm going to read. It's Hebrews 11. I'm going to start with Hebrews 11. Let me see. 5. My bad. Hebrews 3:2-5, which is, by faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Wait, let me reread that. By faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is a long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. And it is impossible to please God without faith. See, it is impossible to please God without faith. You need to have faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going, and even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner, living in tents. So did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have a child, though she was barren and too old. She believed that God would keep his promise. And then now we're going to read Hebrews 17. Wait, no, my bad. Oh, no, my bad. It's 11 to 17. And so a whole nation came from this one man who was good as dead. A nation so many people that like stars in the sky and sand on the seashore, there is no way to count them. All these people died still believing that God had promised them. Excuse me. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. Obviously, people who say such things are looking forward to a country they could call their own. If they had longed for the country that they came back from, they could have gone back. But they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. This is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promise, was ready to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, even though God had told him, Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted. Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. And in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. It was by faith that Isaac promised blessings for the future to his sons, Jacob and Esau. It was by faith that Jacob, when he was old and dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and bowed in worship as he leaned on his staff. It was by faith that Joseph, when he was about to die, said confidently that people of Israel would leave Egypt. He even commanded them to take his bones with them when they left. It was by faith that Moses' parents hid him for 3 months when he was born. Then they saw that God had given them an unusual child, and they were not afraid to disobey the king's commands. It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasure of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to his own great reward. It was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He kept right on going because he kept his eye on the one who is invisible. It was by faith that Moses commanded the people of Israel to keep the Passover, sprinkle blood on the doorpost so that the angel of death would not kill their firstborn sons. it was a lot. This is a lot to read. But it's just showing you the examples of faith of the people of the Bible. It was by faith that the people of Israel went right through the Red Sea as though they were on dry ground. But when the Egyptians tried to follow, they were all drowned. It was by faith that the people of Israel marched around Jericho for 7 days, and the walls came crashing down. It was by faith that Rahab the prostitute was not destroyed with the people in the city who refused to obey God, for she had given friendly welcome to the spies. And then now Hebrews 35-38. Women received their loved ones back again from the dead, but others were tortured, refusing to turn from God in order to be set free. They placed their hope in a better life after the resurrection. Some people were jeered at. Their backs were cut open with whips. Other people chained in prison. Some people by stoning. Some were sawed in half, and others were killed with the sword. Some went about wearing skins of sheep and goats, destitute and oppressed and mistreated. So we could just see how all these people had faith. You know, it was a long read, but all these people had faith in the Lord and what he was going to do. And this is not even like, this is just a small little portion. Like, there are so many people that had faith in the Bible, in God, and God calls us to have faith. Again, I don't know your situation and I don't know what you're going through, but God is calling you to have faith and to seek him. So before I do end this episode, I just want to go ahead and pray for anyone that is going through a season or a moment of a lack of faith. And so let me just pray for you. Thank you, God, for this day, Lord. I pray for the person that is looking at this video, Lord, who is, you know, across the screen, Lord. I pray for him or her, Lord, that you be there for them, Lord, that you accept their worship, God, their fasting, Lord, that they're able to grow their faith in you, Lord, that you provide, I don't know their situation, what they're going through, whether it's finances, I have no idea what they're going through, Lord, but that you provide a way in the name of Jesus, God, that they grow with you and that they grow their love, you know, for you, God, and that you be there for them. In the name of Jesus, amen. And again, if you do not have a church, my church is located in Ferris, Texas, Corona de Gloria. You know, it is a Spanish-speaking church, but we do have translators available. I will put the address in the bio below. But yeah, that is about it, you guys. I know that was a long read. And I feel like some of the verses I said some numbers, but they were wrong because it was just a long read. I was like, oh my gosh. But, you know, it's just examples of faith and that we got to have faith in the Lord. Again, not looking at our circumstance, if not having faith that he is going to provide a way. But again, God bless y'all. If you do not have a church, you're welcome to, you know, come to Corona de Gloria. And God bless y'all. And I will see y'all in the next episode that I upload.